Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and we have Alex on the line. He was just bullhorning. I'm looking at a live picture of him with a bullhorn over at wearechange.org. And this is just incredible. There's about 25 people with him, it looks like. And there's security. They got little golf courts. Golf carts. And Alex, are you with me?
Standing up against
Jason, can you hear me?
All right, yep, we got it. Here we go.
Jason, it's Richard. Alex, we're on the air.
8-9 years ago, you would never see this in the media. You would never hear this in the media. The media wouldn't admit this existed. The Bilderbergs wouldn't be forced to put out a press release as they were today. But now they are, because I've been going on coast to coast AM the last 3 nights with 16 million listeners, exposing this to the entire world. To the entire world. What's going on here? We're broadcasting live right now to YouTube, to hundreds of thousands of people, and we're broadcasting to millions over the GCN radio network. That's the technology right now. Millions on the radio listening, and we're streaming video out on the web to hundreds of thousands. We are not your slaves. We are not your property, Bilderberg criminals. We have the courage to stand up against you. And yes, we know you're murderers. Yes, we know you have giant hit teams. Yes, we know you've just threatened me not to come here. But I'm here. And if you kill me, you only make the movement for liberty and humanity stronger. Your deathless Bilderberg will not stop us from coming here peacefully. We had State Department goons and FBI goons coming into our hotel rooms, coming up to our offices, coming up to us at the restaurants, and asking us if we were planning anything violent. We have a history of liberty, a history of freedom and nonviolence. It's the Bilderberg Group that has a history of blowing the hell out of ancient civilizations. They're the murderers. They're who are dangerous, not us. It's the criminals you're protecting that are dangerous, not us. Yeah, I don't appreciate all the guns you've had coming up asking us questions, but guns go into people's houses. You're too cowardly to do it here. You follow people home to their homes in Virginia and try to intimidate them in front of their little kids. Well, you don't intimidate us. We know you're the criminals. When I talk about criminals, I mean Taylor Rockefeller, Queen Beatrix, and others. That's who we're talking about here. And we are here as free humanity, standing up against your tyranny for eternity.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it is incredible. The technology's great. I mean, we're live at Bilderberg with Alex Jones. They've pressured them so much, and Alex has been on coast to coast the last few nights, that they had to put out a press release saying, everything's okay, we're really good. You know, it's only private because we want to be able to talk openly and candidly. Yeah, openly and candidly about enslaving us, about killing us, about forming unions that erode our sovereignty. It's unbelievable. Alex, are you there?
You're good-hearted. We know a lot of you have been misled and deceived. The American public has been deceived for a long time. We've been awoken from our slumber by the horrors of 9/11, the horrors that have followed in the trail of 9/11. It's not too late for many of you to come over to the side of what's good and right and defend the liberty and the freedom of the Constitution of the United States of America. You swore an oath to that. You swore an oath to the principles that were behind and beneath that. Not to the executive. You swore an oath to defend and uphold the values.
Once again, folks, we are live from Bilderberg. The criminals are being bullhorned. The truth is rising. This is the Alex Jones Show. This is cutting edge. This is where it's at. That's why you need to go to Infowars.com. You need to go to PrisonPlanet.com. Because we've got the info. We'll be back after these messages. I am Jason Burmas. MySpace.com/Jason Burmas. BERMAS.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Right, folks, we are back, and they are out there bullhorning Kissinger, Bernanke, Condoleezza Rice, Wolfowitz, Richard Pearl, the CEOs of Google, the heads of the Deutsche Bank, David Rockefeller. They're all there, folks. And it's only through this broadcast, the Alex Jones Show, that you're going to get cutting-edge info like this. Alex, are you with us? No, we don't have Alex?
Yes, we're on the air. Here we are. We're on the air.
All right.
It'd be so easy for you to just admit to the crimes you've committed. It would be so easy for you to come out and be heroes, like so many have been doing. We've had prime ministers and presidents and the president of Czechoslovakia coming out. We have seen so many people. Scott McClellan's come out of the White House and told us what we already knew from documents, that they lied about it all. They wanted the oil and no-bid weapons contracts, $3 trillion of them. Just like people inside the Clinton government exposed the crimes. It's both parties are controlled. Robin Cook was about to be prime minister. He spoke up. They murdered him just a few months ago for Gordon Brown so he could come out and give his New World Order speeches. That's another point I want to make. I know it's dangerous coming and confronting you. I know you're mass murderers. I know you're sadistic psychopaths who enjoy killing innocent people. And I know the only reason you haven't killed me, Alex Jones, is because you're afraid it'll get too much attention to what we're doing, that it'll water the tree of liberty, and you're right. If you strike us down, we only become more powerful. I had the head of the Kissinger Group that was in the Washington Post a month ago with the headline, They Rule, admitting that on the planet. And we called him up to have him on as a guest. He said, oh, yeah, Mr. Jones, I want to come on and counter you. We all know who you are. So for the police here to think I'm just saying that and don't know, these guys all know who we are. They all know we're hot on their tail. So just type Rolf Karp, Alex Jones into Google. You can hear the radio interview. Where they admit they run things and laugh about it. Some of these people even come on my show and admit that they're engaged in and what they're doing. It is incredible.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We're going to go to Dylan Avery now. Let him do some bullhorning, Jason.
All right.
Bloopered out the bullhorn.
All right, yeah. And you can watch this live over at wearechange.org, folks.
American people here, the true patriots, are winning the info war. Right now, hundreds, if not thousands of people are watching live video of this happening right now. On wearechange.org, there's a live video going on right now. Even though you rule in secrecy, even though you come in black tinted cars, we will still expose you wherever you go at book signings and any other events. We will expose you all over the internet, and we have been doing so. We started in New York City, and now there's over 50 chapters worldwide confronting criminal scum everywhere you go. You can't hide. Truth will prevail. Your secrecy will fail, and there will never be a new world order. Freedom will prevail, and national sovereignty will prevail.
Thank you, Lou Brodowski. I was calling Jason Burmis still on air for some reason. My brain's so scrambled here. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, you just heard from Lou Brodowski, who about a year and a half ago started We Are Change, chapters all over the world, citizen activists, 9/11 truth, all these groups. Because make no mistake, these guys wrote policy reports decades ago about staging terror attacks and blaming it on domestic populations they want to enslave or launching wars. Google Operation Northwoods. You'll get ABC News, Baltimore Sun, AP. Headline, U.S. government plan to terrorize cities as pretext for war. But the plan got discovered and they canceled it. What was the Operation Northwoods plan? And don't laugh, lady, because the world likes to laugh at everything. Some of you may actually go Google Operation Northwoods. You'll be on ABC News. You can also go to the Library of Congress. They have the copies of the plan. The government wanted to hijack jets, fly by remote control, crash them, plane patsies, commit attacks in D.C., sniper attacks, and blame it on political dissidents. The government has been hijacked. The government is run by criminals. The people inside here, some of them, have helped carry out attacks against Serbia, against Iraq. Millions are dead. They use depleted uranium all over the world. They have committed absolutely amazing crimes. They have committed huge crimes. There is a global crime syndicate meeting right now inside that building. Arch criminals. Many of them that come to the events have arrest warrants for them in scores of nations. And they're all violating the Logan Act. Anyone in there meeting with federal officials to discuss policy without express authorization are engaging in crime, are engaging in very, very serious crimes. And everybody aiding and abetting them are accessories to violating the Logan Act. Accessories to felonies. Now, the cops out here on the edge, they don't really know what's going on. They're just on the block of road. They're not violating the law. But the FBI, the diplomatic service from the State Department are all violating federal law, and they know all well they are doing it. And I want to laugh about it. Hillary Clinton got fined not $100,000, not $200,000. Was $300,000 for going to one of these and violate the Logan Act. Just Google Hillary Logan Act. You can read the news articles from 10 years ago. This isn't funny. Felonies are being committed right now. You are guarding international criminals that are meeting in that building. International criminals violating the Logan Act, and you are in there protecting them right now. As they buy and sell our politicians.
Union at 54, Bilderberg Group, BBC News. You know who came up with the attack on Serbia? Bilderberg Group, mainstream news. We sourced it out. You know who put Bernanke in? These guys. That's the Fed chief, if you don't know. We just got Bernanke? Federal Reserve Chairman just pulled in? That little criminal? And they get video of this. Good body. I gotta have it now. That's huge. That's huge. Let's get it up fast. You take that trucker.
He is on the list. Bernanke is there, and they just got him on camera.
The Federal Reserve Chairman, the private bank that arms our country and is debasing our currency so their private interests can buy it up. So he just came in, according to Point 9/11 Truth. But see, he's not federal, so he can do it. He's not violating the Logan Act. He's a private bank chairman. The private banker is much less being able to issue all the currency and liquidity. And the idiot public here is federal and doesn't even know it's private. This country is owned and run by a murdering mafia. Bernanke! You are a criminal, Bernanke! Bernanke! Stop destroying the currency, you criminal! You're not going to be able to stop Ron Paul whenever he questions you in the House Banking Committee, you little crook. I'm going to call the congressman once we confirm you've been here. I'm going to send him video stills, and maybe he'll pull them up on C-SPAN and on MSNBC and question why you were at an international crime syndicate meeting. That's right. We'll have you stood up before the House Banking Committee, you little dirtbag criminal. You are a criminal, Bernanke. You are a disgusting, un-American piece of trash. You make me sick.
Well, there you have it, folks.
Luke, you want to go?
Alex Jones out in front of Chantilly, Virginia, the Marriott Hotel at the Bilderberg Group. They had to put out a press release because of all the press that he has brought attention to. I mean, there was no way around it. They had to release this list because they knew it was going to be released anyway. It's just unbelievable. Wish we'd get Alex on the line to comment on some of the members on the list. The fact that Hillary Clinton and Obama magically met in D.C. on the first night. Isn't that great? They have their first little secret meeting, and it just happens to be right where the Bilderberg Group is in D.C. It's just a coincidence, I'm sure, right? There's no way that they were actually meeting with members of the Bilderberg Group, like maybe Kissinger, who was a main advisor of the Bush administration, probably still is, behind the scenes, of course. David Rockefeller, buddy-buddy with George Pataki in 2006. You can watch that in Endgame. Makes me sick. Ben Bernanke, who's just being screamed at, head of the Federal Reserve right now, the chairman. Destroying this country, bringing down the dollar. Eviscerating the housing market. I mean, it's disgusting. And now they're putting out press releases letting us know that they're our masters and they're going to meet in secret and it's a good thing. And that's why there's no press conference and that's why there's no coverage and that's why there's no open public forum for everybody to listen to what kind of policy they're trying to set, because they're setting policy that is not good for us, that does not have our best interests at heart. In fact, probably our worst interests at heart. It's policy that's going to bring in the North American Union. It's policy that's going to turn this country into a second world nation. Aren't you worried? Aren't you upset? Aren't you outraged? I am. George Shultz, Richard Pearl, Paul the Demon Wolfowitz. That's right. Assistant Secretary of Defense, Paul the Demon Wolfowitz. He's no good. He's garbage. Okay? He's total garbage. In fact, he did like a little speech. Who was in front of, I think it was West Point. You will be surprised. Courage and surprise. New Pearl Harbor, right before 9/11. Very, very, very interesting. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Mm-hmm.
now from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Are you tired of raised eyebrows and shrugging shoulders? Hi, I'm Director William Lewis. Have you ever tried to convince your neighbor or loved one that serious problems exist within our own government? If you said yes, then you know how hard it is to effectively get your message across. Now, the American people have a new tool in their arsenal. Let me introduce you to my latest documentary. Washington, You're Fired was designed to be an educational tool for alerting Americans to current and pending legislation that affects the daily lives of everyone in this country. It's a cry for justice and for change with a very simple blueprint for correcting our mistakes, taking back our government, and restoring our Constitution. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. It's time to rally the troops and refresh the Tree of Liberty. Please join us today. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band, declaring independence.
All right, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. Alex is out there bullhorning the local police. They sent out to guard Bilderberg and the Marriott Hotel at Bilderberg right this very instant. You can go to the live stream at wearechange.org. While he's doing that, I'm going to take my first caller of the day. Let's go to Rocco in North Carolina. Rocco, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hey, Jason, I had a quick question.
Sure.
You mentioned Morgan Reynolds. I found some of his articles helpful. And I was surprised you had mentioned that you thought he might be an agent because he was in Terrorstorm. Mm-hmm. What was the deal?
Well, he didn't. But when they first cut that Terrorstorm, he wasn't around talking about cartoon planes and space beams, man.
He's totally changed his
yeah,
total...
absolutely. He went
wow.
off the deep end with people like, you know, it's really funny because even some people in the movement get behind on this. I remember the first time I met David Gray Griffin in his home. He did a lot of the fact checking on Loose Change Final Cut. And he suggested we go and interview Judy Wood. And I said, Mr. Griffin, with all due respect, Judy Wood is talking about Keebler elves as the World Trade Center towers, and she's talking about space beams and no planes, sir. And he's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, you should see her last few articles from the last couple months. And he did, and he was, like, blown away and, you know, disassociated himself with her, which he should, you know. And Morgan Reynolds was another one of these guys that came out with pretty solid information, had been a member of the Bush administration, and then all of a sudden he's talking about cartoon planes on Fox, man. And that is, come on. Give me a break. If there's anything that's going to discredit this 9/11 truth movement, it's cartoon planes, bro.
So there's been certain individuals like that evidently were...
Yeah, they get on a news show. Yeah. They get on a news show, and they sound okay the first or second time. And then by the third or fourth time when they've made a name for themselves in this movement, all of a sudden they're off the bandwagon, man.
What?
And it's there to discredit us. It's there to make us look awful. And it's unfortunate because, you know, a lot of the information he does talk about in TerrorStorm is real, but that's what COINTELPRO does. They give you about 80% good information, and then the other 20% is there to pollute the water, to, you know, put the turd in the punch bowl.
Yeah, that's terrible. What happened to the individual that wrote the terror timeline, which inspired 9/11 Press for Truth?
Are you talking about Paul Thompson?
Yeah.
He's still around. He just helped out, I think, with the In Their Own Words documentary, a follow-up to the other one you were just discussing, Press for Truth. And he's still around. I see him every once in a while on an interview. I think that he helps update that cooperativeresearch.org website as well.
Does he outright state he believes is an inside job?
No, he's one of those soft guys, man.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I enjoy his work. It's a great tool to actually look into things. But at the same time, you know, we need people to stand up and just outright say the truth. And you know what? Like I was talking to Jesse Benton, we have to bring people in from different avenues. So I respect his decision to kind of stay on the fence and just report all that other stuff. But anybody with a half a brain that looks at this information
sure.
knows right away that, you know, there's more going on.
Right. I think with certain people, I mean, it took me some time, but I agree. But there's no evidence with him that he's an agent or anything.
No. You know what? I've met a lot of these, you know, quote-unquote lie hop guys, and I don't want to name any names, but there
sure.
were a couple guys Certainly. That rubbed me the wrong way, for instance. But this is a couple years ago. They may have changed their position. I remember being outside of the Chicago event, the first real 9/11 truth event, and somebody was talking to me about the controlled demolition of 1 and 2, and they were trying to tell me that it was mafia built and it was built under code. And I was just like, look, man, there's no way that the official version of now and the third official version, because first it was a pancake, second it was the steel melted.
And we're still waiting for the final report on 7, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then the third one was, oh, well, it was so hot in there, it was somewhere between 1,500 and 1,800 degrees, so the steel weakened, it didn't melt. Now, again, 1,500 and 1,800 degrees in the impact hole is impossible. Let me say it again. It is impossible. The firefighters, 2 minutes before the building collapsed, were in the impact hole. They said they could knock
right.
the fire down with two lines. Let me tell you something. Human beings don't hang out in 1,500 degree temperature. They don't hang out in half
no
that. You know, that's like going into a broiler. So these guys that say that's the end all be all, the evidence directly contradicts it.
I still wonder what the final explanation by NIST will be for 7.
It'll be fire. They didn't even look at some floors, man. All you had to do was listen in on that. I'm serious. All you had to do was listen in on that phone call. Where Richard Gage was actually lucky enough to get into that, and all the regular guys, the guy, I think his name is Sondar something or other for NIST, and he was the guy that told Popular Mechanics that 25% of the building was scooped out. Okay, that's the equivalent. Let me explain that to people. This is a 47-story skyscraper. One-fourth, very simple math, is over 12 stories. That is its own large building. It is its own large steel structure. It's absolutely ludicrous. We have video and photographs that prove the contrary. Rocco, I thank you for the call. We're going to come back. More Bilderberg with Alex Jones, and we're going to keep taking your calls, folks. I'm Jason Burmis. It's my final day. I thank you all for having me, by the way. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, and Alex is out in Chantilly, Virginia right now. Bullhorning Bilderberg. Remember, Bernanke, Kissinger, Schultz, Pearl, Wolfowitz, Rice, Rockefeller, Queen of the Netherlands, Queen of Spain, and many, many more. Head of Google is over there right now. Okay? Remember, cyber terrorism is on the agenda this year. They want to regulate that internet really, really bad. Cyber terrorism. What a joke. Is that going to be the next new fear-mongering? They're going to get our internet. They're going to make us all terrorists. All right, let's keep taking calls. Let's go to John in Ohio. John, are you with me?
Yes, you know, these Bilderbergers are all sharks, but Wolfowitz, Pearl, Rice, as even Jim Tucker and others I've read on globalresearch.ca, these are the mad dog sharks. These are the rabid sharks actually trying in the feeding frenzy to cut out the other sharks from the contracts in Iran and Iraq. That was the first thing after the invasion of Iraq that they did, is they canceled the contracts that would have been put into effect as the support for those murderous sanctions were lifted in Europe. So I think what we've got to do, and I really appreciated Alex not just simply talking about the existence and the meeting of Bilderberg, but the split this apparent split for the first time, because these guys are such mad dogs in this American section of the Bilderberg that they are going to bring the whole house down, apparently, with this mad war against Iran. And I think that, this is what is the burning, screaming issue that should be shouted and bullhorned right now, that we must avoid any kind of world war-provoking attack against Iran. This is the issue they're discussing, and there the whole issue is on the edge of the cliff, teetering back and forth. And I think that the Democrats, the Republicans, Obama, Hillary, are total, absolute, on bended knee stooges for the Israeli warmongers.
What do you think of the fact that they actually had their secret meeting in D.C. last night, on the night that the conference was kicked off?
There's something going on there, but I'm not going to rely on anything except total fealty by Obama, Hillary, and McCain towards war with Iran. Obama talks about, we'll have a talk. Yeah, a talk submit, capitulate, give up your independence in any country he talks to, and they say we can't do anything with them. Now we've got to bomb them. There's no difference because they've all gone on pilgrimages in sackcloth and ashes to the APEC lobby to pledge their fealty to any warmongering crime that Israel wants to do itself or to, as a junior partner with us. We can't rely on them.
All right, John, I thank you for the call. I got to jump to the next caller, but I'm with you. And, obviously these guys are just puppets. And, Obama sounds good. He's a really good speaker. Hillary's not a bad speaker either. They're both very intelligent individuals, but it's going to be more of the same. And it's not good. It's not good that they're meeting with the elites right now. Their little secret meeting last night, I guarantee you, Bilderbergers were indeed there. Let's go to Kevin in Canada. Kevin, are you with us?
Hello, how you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to say, we're trying to fight the fight also out here. There's a few of us that have gone on to a few of these international casts, and we're trying to basically just do refeeds of Alex Jones and different ideas, just sharing the information, explaining to people, asking them questions like, when did you vote for this North American Union? Trying to get them to see the obviousness of the situation. And a guy in the group had a great idea. He just had a little side call, and he called Chantilly today, and he asked to speak to David Rockefeller, and he got through, and he actually just spoke to the gentleman. And it's very scary when you talk to a 93-year-old gentleman that sounds so kind and nice, because that's exactly what he sounded like. He didn't make a fool of himself. He asked him nice questions in a decent way, I should say. He didn't ask him nice questions. He was asking about the fact that you basically run the world, and there's many of us that are worried about this. And, didn't misrepresent himself or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing because none of the media is covering it, but it seems like he's very accessible.
Well, the thing is that the veil has been pulled back, and just the fact that they put out a press release, and they're acting like they've always put out a press release. This is the first press release I've ever seen from the Bilderberg Group, but with increasing scrutiny, with the fact that they've been on CNN International now, that there have been numerous specials regarding the subject, the fact that there's a couple hundred people that were outside of the hotel yesterday, I think really pushed them into a corner to say, all right, what do we do now? We can't just totally and completely black it out. Let's try to put some sort of a positive spin on this thing. And they're like, there will be no press conference. This is all in private. But it's for the good of humanity, when in fact, I don't think it's for the good of humanity. Do you, Kevin?
Well, I truly believe the press conference or the press release was somewhat to do with the phone call today. Actually, he had mentioned that there's two correspondents there. Didn't mention Alex Jones by name and Jim Tucker, but basically it started to seem like there was a little bit of pressure to see what's going on when the world's elite are getting together and sharing ideas, which is the way he said it. Basically, he just said that they're just sharing ideas.
Of course, that's how they spun it in the press release. They're sharing ideas, no policy set there, total nonsense. Thanks for the call, Kevin. Let me break
it down
one more time. All right, this is 125 to 140 of some of the most powerful people in the world. They will set an agenda this weekend, and then this summer, in another month, as they put some of the instruments into place, they'll go to the Bohemian Grove, the majority of these people. And then they will disperse their agenda to others. It's called compartmentalization. Everybody only gets to see a part of the picture. And remember, there's about 3,000 attendees and guests at the Bohemian Grove. So they'll disperse their agenda to those elitists, those lower-level elitists that are there, and then they'll disperse their agenda to their co-workers, to their assistants, to their business projects, and so on, to their defense contractors, to their military-industrial complex cronies. All right, let's jump to Joe in Philly. Joe, are you there?
I'm here. How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. First of all, I just want to say, if you notice, I don't know if you've been following the news about the oil prices. They jumped today already. And
what'd they
also
jump to?
I'm not exactly sure. I just saw it.
Over 140?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I just saw a headline. Didn't click on the headline and read it. I just thought that was interesting.
Right.
Especially since I've heard at least on NPR that oil prices were expected to come down, but that's completely different from what I'm calling in for today. Yesterday, I found an article on Yahoo Finance. It's under News and Opinion. It was kind of hidden. And it talks about the Bilderberg announcing the 2008 conference. And it says and this is for press only, because I already called. A list of participants is available by phone request at area code 703-818-3647.
Yeah, they put out that press release, and that's the American Friends of Bilderberg. I believe it's Stephen Lee you'll be talking to. And
you
can do that between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern today and tomorrow, but we already have the list. It's right.
Oh, you already got it.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I've read names off it today. But I mean, we've got. Let's go over some of them. Executive Committee at Deutsche Bank. We have Chase Manhattan's David Rockefeller. Bernanke is there, head of the Federal Reserve. Tom Daschle is there. Condi Rice is there. Paul Wolfowitz is there. Richard Pearl is there. George Shultz is there. The head of Google is there. Queen of Spain, Queen of the Netherlands, and many, many others that we don't really know the names of that familiarly. But if you look at the businesses they're working for and the nations that they represent, this is truly the upper echelons of the elite, both in Europe and in this country. In fact, I'm sure, I know I forwarded it to Kurt Nemo before this radio broadcast, so there should be stories with the list of the Bilderbergers over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, sir.
Okay, one more thing, and I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any opinion about the New Age and what they're going to do for the New Age?
Pushing this, new religion-type movement where they're trying to move people away from Christianity. And personally, I'm not trying to disappoint all the listeners. I don't act like I have all the answers. I don't subscribe to a certain religious philosophy. But it does seem like they want to pull in this one world religion. They love the kooky, like, Raelians and what they do and all these different sects and nuts, because they get to test things out on them, number one. And number two, they get to acclimate pop culture and popular society to these ideas of separate religious organizations and really, bring people away from the traditional religion of Christianity in this country. And those who are, think they're true Christians, also think that George Bush is a true Christian.
Right.
They'll be at the Bohemian Grove. And
right.
They're used as tools by the 700 Club and all these other guys. And I'm sure at one point those very same preachers are going to push some sort of new religious movement. After all, they don't believe what they're preaching. They believe in the almighty dollar and the elite they serve, man.
Okay.
All right.
Very good.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
By the way, oil rises more than $7 to new record high.
All right.
Amen.
Wow. Great.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Starvos in Canada. Starvos, are you with me?
Hello?
Hey, yes.
Hey, Jason. You're doing a great job on behalf of Alex.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm calling here from Canada,
mm-hmm.
and I would like to talk about a couple of things. The first of which is a Yahoo group, which is called Bush Did 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
It is a phenomenal site. It has a lot of links and free videos and books on it. So you just search the Yahoo groups, Bush Did 9/11, and you'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is about this North American Union. People have to understand that this is a new political entity that's being created.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a new political entity being created, the ones who are creating it are going to have a blank slate, carte blanche, to do whatever they want. They're going to write whatever legislation they want, and they're going to enforce it however they want. So the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights are going to be totally wiped out.
They're out the window. It's just like what they're doing with the EU. It started with trade agreements. Now they're building a constitution. It's all about eroding sovereignty. It's all about bringing in a North American Union with Canada, the United States, and Mexico at the helm.
Yeah, that's correct. And also, that's why some Toronto 9/11 truth movement over here in Canada is having a demonstration against that on June 14th between 1 and 4 p.m. So people up here in Toronto or the greater Toronto area can come out. It's going to be at Queen's Park. And we're going to have a large number of speakers demonstrating against this and publicly telling everybody why this is not a good idea and that this is very, very dangerous.
Excellent. Way to stay active, Starbus. I got to jump to the next caller. That's what we all need to do. We need to get active. We need to, you know, organize these things. We need to share information. You know, I'm one of those guys that likes to make videos. I like you to take those videos, make copies, and hand them out to people, to have screenings, to show people this information, to get active, to become a Luke Radowski. I mean, Luke Radowski, one of the most amazing human beings I've ever come across on this earth. I mean, a young guy getting out there with a bullhorn, finding a way to Chantilly, Virginia. Folks, this guy's got a lot on his plate. He's a young, young person trying to go to college. Okay, he's trying to defeat the globalists in their grand master plan to bring in what they like to call people like Kissinger, people like Brown, people like Blair, people like Bush, people like Cheney. They like to call it the New World Order. It is their term for it. All right, let's jump to Art in Kansas. Art, are you with me?
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
I wish you had your own show.
Well, you know, I used to have my own show on GCN weekly. I used to do five nights a week, on and off. It's awfully tough to keep up with, and I don't have all this cool equipment myself. So the cool equipment makes the show just a little bit better.
Uh-huh. That list, that Bilderberger list, I don't think that's going to list everybody.
Oh, no, it is. It's got all of them. I guarantee.
I'll
tell you what it doesn't have. It'll probably won't have the 10 or 15 guests that they're going to meet with in other locations.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you there. And, you know, that's what I said in the past 2 days on the run-up. I said, you know, they're having this in Chantilly, Virginia. It gives them an awful great access to military insiders, you know, congressional insiders, political insiders that normally wouldn't go. And then last night, the report comes out all over the mainstream media that Hillary and Obama have met. And what are the chances they're meeting in D.C.? No, they're not on the list. But read in between the lines, folks. There's a reason they're meeting in D.C., and it's because the Bilderberg Conference is there.
How about Michelle Obama? She's CFR.
She's absolutely CFR, but so is Obama. I mean, Obama goes out there and says, well, I'm not CFR, but have I spoken in front of them? Of course. Have I attended their meetings? Of course. So he's as CFR as they get. You know, he's married to a member of the organization. He speaks before the organization. He attends conferences with the organization. He knows damn well what the Council on Foreign Relations is. And it's just unfortunate that he's so charismatic and such a good speaker. People are going to be sold on this snake oil salesman in the same respect they were sold on Clinton in the 90s because he carries himself well. And we've had 8 years of somebody who doesn't, somebody who says dumb things, of somebody who's so publicly inept. The argument is that him and his administration couldn't at all carry out 9/11. And I don't think Bush could have, but his administration, parts of it, you know, people like Wolfowitz, people like Cheney, people like Rice, people like Rumsfeld, you bet they could.
And his brothers.
Well, absolutely. Well, Jeb Bush is a lot smarter than he is. So is Neil Bush.
That's
you know,
it.
You know, I'm with you. I mean, Jeb Bush declares martial law in the days before 9/11 in Florida, knowing his brother is going to be in Florida on 9/11. You know, Neil Bush running security at Dulles Airport and the World Trade Center prior to 9/11.
Right.
I mean, what are the chances, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's all very mysterious to me, but people, you know, want to turn a blind eye. They want to turn on the playoffs. You know, it's the finals.
Also, Edwards is Bilderberg.
Oh, big time. He's gone twice now publicly.
And you mentioned our Governor Sebelius.
Oh, you're in Kansas?
Yeah, she was there last year.
She's here this year. She's on the list today.
Yeah, and she's an abortion-loving Catholic. So there you go.
And they go hand in hand, apparently. Art, I thank you for the call. This is the Alex Jones Show, folks, and if you want to see a live feed, I think it's down right now, but over at wearechange.org, they are broadcasting from time to time. And although now is not one of those times, I think they have the first 25 minutes of their broadcast over there, so you can just click on that, and that's Alex Jones, Luke Radowski, and others in the 9/11 Truth Movement, bullhorning Bilderberg. Bullhorning, what are our globalist masters, the people who are plotting against us, who want to control us, who want to enslave us, who want to further turn us into this consumerist culture of morons, of Neanderthals, of people who cannot contemplate what is truly going on, what the true political paradigm is of corporate military industrial complex. That's what it is. It's a corporate military industrial complex interest for globalization. That's what it is. It is not right and left. It is not Republican and Democrat. It is not conservative and liberal. Those are all terms, nomenclature, to get you accustomed to one or the other, to get you accustomed to a false choice, to a lie, to nonsense. We're going to be having Daniel Estalon on, by the way, in about 50 minutes at half past the hour on one, and he's going to give his take on the list that's leaked, the press conference. Of course, he is the author of The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, and we carry that and other great videos over at Infowars.com. You know, I haven't plugged Alex's videos, and I really need to. We're carrying American Drug War. We're carrying Washington, You're Fired. We're carrying all of Alex's films. We're carrying, of course, Loose Change, The Final Cut, and Loose Change, Second Edition. And if you're interested in my point of view, I throw up a little blog over at loosechange911.com. Or you can get at me at myspace.com/JasonBermas, B-E-R-M-A-S. But if you want the Final Hour live video feed, you got to be a PrisonPlanet.tv member. And believe me, folks, it's worth it. We're going to be back. Hopefully Alex will be calling in from Bilderberg 2008.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter Ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the Renegades in this atomic age.
This atomic age of renegades. My boys rage against the machine. This is the Alex Jones Show. And Alex is out there at Bilderberg bullhorning and getting in their face. We got the list. We got the press release. It's unbelievable. They're being exposed. Alex Jones is with us. Alex, just incredible work down there.
Thomas, it's been amazing. And I wanted to tell you that Philly 9/11 Truth, there's more coming in and out. It's incredible. they got Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke going out, right, guys? I've seen the video. I've blown up his face on the video.
Yeah,
you know,
he's on the list. He's on the official list sitting in front of him, sure.
So Fed Chairman Bernanke on video. We just got that. And here are the guys. Here come more with police escorts. It's just wild. Yeah, there's a big setup coming out about the turn. It's just amazing out here. It's like tropically hot. I mean, 100% humidity.
Let's get your take on the fact that they put out a press release this year and they actually gave away the list.
Well, you see, Jim Tucker says, and that's basically my take on it, but he confers and concurs, is that we've exposed them. We've totally blown them wide open. But the big issue is they put a press release out as a way to say, yeah, we're public, but then none of the newspapers or magazines will report on it. And just a quick directive to Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson and all them. A lot of people are telling us that they're emailing photos, that they've taken video stills, they've taken videos. I need to make sure we scour through all the emails that are coming in, maybe get into Aaron's emails and others to make sure that we're getting all the photos up on PrisonPlanet.com, on InfoWars.com. I don't have to tell people how important it is that the stories that Paul Watson has written and that Kurt have written need to be emailed out to everybody. We're the only media here. We're here covering it. In 95-degree, 100% humidity. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying we're out here really busting our butts to get this footage. And we want everybody to, really spread the word about what's happening out here and the developments that have been taking place. And we also want everybody to thank Coast to Coast AM, because other than this radio show and Genesis Network, which is on quite a few FM stations, obviously Coast to Coast is a lot bigger. They have been having me on each night, the last three nights, and tonight will be the last night. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, now Friday tonight, with the little 5 and 10 minute reports in the first hour. And that has really given us a lot of protection, because we had them pull a fire alarm on us. We had them threaten to arrest us. We had, FBI guys come in, diplomatic security services come in, and try to get us to say we were going to do violent things. They have announced themselves, the State Department Diplomatic Security Services, at two people's homes, have given us their names, interviews. Remember the guy a week and a half ago that posted the real good video of inside the hotel?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other guy that posted the video of driving around inside?
Yep.
They got their plate numbers and came to their houses in front of their kids and threatened them. So, I mean, and these are just nice families.
No First Amendment anymore, Alex.
Well, that's what this is all about in this country now, is our military, our police. Oh, by the way, they're our Marines. I forgot that part. We've talked to at least 8 different witnesses, and through the woods I saw guys in camo. They weren't police uniforms. They looked like Marine uniforms, but some of the guys I talked to who we've interviewed and who we've confirmed, don't even forget, Richard, we got to go get more interviews with them, who tried to drive in Marines, first police, then feds, Secret Service types, and the Marines come up with their guns and say, boy, we'll take you down to a military brig in Virginia, you'll never be seen again. So we actually have Guantanamo Bay type threats going on. Right now here, so it's not fun, but at the same time it is exhilarating and empowering to be standing up against this tyranny. Guys, 9/11 Philly Truth. Here, introduce yourself to Jason Mermis and tell folks about what you saw in Bernanke. Both of you guys are really well spoken. Please repeat what you said earlier to
Alex. Let's get him on the other side. It's the end of the segment, and I want to get your take on the Obama and Hillary meeting over in D.C. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terrorist.